Hello, people of God. How are you doing? Welcome, welcome, welcome to season 3 of the podcast. Where we navigate through life, health, faith, and everything in between. I remain Deborah Boyes-Yos. I hope you've not missed this podcast, because we are back here and we are better. And so on today's episode, I decided to talk about ASU. So public university students in Nigeria have been on strike for over 8 months now. And last week, the strike was called off, and it just brought a lot of mixed emotion for me as a person and just for a lot of my friends, acquaintances, colleagues, and all of that. And so I just decided that this is going to be a good topic to talk about today, and here we are. So the first thing that comes to my mind is gratitude, and to be honest, it's something that I was guilty of. You know, when the news came that ASU has stopped the strike, I was honestly not excited. I mean, at some point during this break, I fervently prayed, you know, for the strike to end and everything. But by the time it ended, like, the first thing that really came to my mind was honestly not thanksgiving to God. And then it just made me think, and it just made me realize how it is easy to be ungrateful. Ingratitude can slip into the door if you leave your door open and you are not so conscious. And it was painful, like, take any moment to be grateful to God for the fact that this strike that has been a problem is now no longer a problem. It was just like, oh my God, now I'm going to school. You know, I just started thinking of other things, other problems. When I got the information, I didn't really like offer thanks to God. I was not really grateful. I was just like, oh my God, now I have to deal with school stress. I have to do this. I have to do this. And it just made me think about the children of Israel and how that, you know, they enjoyed a lot of God's goodness, and they were always quick to complain. They were always quick to forget what God has done in the past. That just made me think of the similarities that I and we can sometimes still have with the children of Israel. You know, it's very easy to just read everything now from centuries after, quick to say, oh, we don't want to be like the Israelites. But more than we realize it, we just might be like them. We have the tendency to be like them. The first thing I would say is that be grateful. Remember that you did fervently pray, I believe, at some point, you know, for this strike to be called off. And now that it's called off, yes, there are new problems to face, and nobody is arguing about that. In this world, there would always be something to face. There's been this ongoing joke about how everybody is going through a lot. There's always a lot to go through. But that does not negate the fact that God has been good and that this is answered prayer. Yes, other problems would arise from this and all. But first of all, let us not forget that this is answered prayer. Let us not forget that there were nights that we cried for this. There were nights that we prayed for this. There were nights that we asked God for this. And now that it's here, it's easy to just move over it and be grateful. Just like, be actually grateful to God for this, beyond just like saying it so that you will not sound negative. Be grateful to God, because I mean, this is a miracle in that sense. And secondly, I would say that another thing that I found myself feeling, and a lot of people also, about the strike, is that it's just easy to get down into, would I say, regrets or comparison. Maybe a little bit of both, of where you're like, oh my God, now that the strike is over, did I do this? Did I do all the things that I had in mind to do? Did I do all the things I had plans to do? Did I maximize my time? Did I, you know, all of these questions. And it's very, very easy to go down that route and forget about the good things that happened, the progress that we made. You know, it's easy to maybe even begin to compare yourself with people, and then you're like, okay, I did this, but it was my mate that did this other things. And you know, I have a previous episode on comparison, and you can check it after this if you are yet to watch it. And so I'll not be talking a lot about comparison, but if anything, this time is a time of learning. And no matter how disappointed you are, or no matter how much you did not accomplish that you wish you accomplished, there are things that you accomplished that you should celebrate and you should rejoice. And another side of comparison that can creep in is where you make yourself feel better because you are comparing yourself to people that, according to your standards, did not do as much as you did or did not accomplish as much as you did based on your own perspective, which again can be very wrong. But then it's not just you feeling bad because other people did quote unquote better, it's also you feeling good because other people did not do as much, quote unquote, again. And I think that's something to watch out for. Instead, you know, there are lessons that we have all learned during this period. I mean, there's a chunk of this year that, you know, we have been out of school, and the experience have been different from everyone, but we all have lessons that we can go back to school with. You know, the Yorubas will say that it's always here, Oma Bafijo. That simply means that put it in your left hand so that you do not use it to eat, because you use your right hand to eat. So they believe that if you keep something, it's metaphorical, of course, if you keep something in your right hand, it's easy to forget because you use that hand to do a lot of things, including eating. But when you keep it in your left hand is your less used hand. And so whatever you keep in the hand, namely wisdom in this case, would be longer with you. And I hope that makes sense for you. That brings me to my next point. Probably not the finish for this life. I attended a program at church yesterday, and one of the things that the preacher said that stuck with me was that it is a problem to not expect problems. I was talking about how that trials and, you know, problems are a very normal part of our life in this world, and that problems are so normal that it is a problem that you do not expect or you do not think that you would have problems. And so yes, ASUU strike was a problem for us for months, but now that it's over, our problems have not ended and they will not end. The things that are disturbing you today, they will no longer be a problem, but then new problems would arise. And one thing I like to think about, you know, problems like that is that they are sort of a privilege, in the sense that it is because ASUU has resumed and, you know, schools are resuming, that's why I can start, you know, having these new problems. And so I see new problems as a sign of growth, as a sign of progress. And so say ASUU strike has not ended, there are things that I am having to think about now that I would not have been thinking about. And so it's a sign that there is progress. Or as students in general, there's always something to complain about. There's always something that is a problem. And as a student, I'm very aware of the fact that I will not always be a student. And so the problems that I face currently that is unique to me being an undergraduate will not always be. But then the end of my study, of my day in school, my graduation will not be the end of my problems. It would rather be the beginning of a new set of problems that I possibly have no idea about now, or at least have not experienced now. And it's just the same thing. Like, if you meet anybody, they have a problem of some sort that has come even as a result of the progress and the success that they prayed for, that they wanted, that they pursued. And so yes, as a strike has gone, one problem down, but like there's a lifetime of more problems to face. And I'm not trying to say that, you know, ASUU was a needed problem or anything. I mean, maybe I'll do another episode about perspective on ASUU strike and all. But I'm not trying to say that, you know, ASUU had to happen. I mean, it was unneeded in a sense, but I mean, it is what it is.
I guess it's safe to say congratulations on the end of ASUU strike. And I understand that the circumstances might not be so favorable for everybody. But yeah, congratulations. We prayed for this. And I hope that you don't continue to go down the road of regret and comparison, but instead you just move on with the lessons that you have learned and just go to school as a better version of yourself, knowing that problems know the finish for this world. And so in the words of my school, it's not a goodbye, but see you again. I hope that you are excited about going back to friends and colleagues, and just enjoying life at school, regardless of the fact that it can and it will be difficult at times. I wish you all the best at school. Happy resumption once again.
Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Baby Girl of God podcast. I hope that you've enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to subscribe and share with your friends. You can also leave me an audio message on Anchor. Peace and joy.